Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The former Philadelphia police officer accused of raping at least one woman and filming it will not be out of prison on house arrest. Our crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains authorities say there are thousands of similar videos and possibly hundreds of other victims.
Novice Sloan will only be able to go to and from court and is barred from using the internet as he awaits his preliminary hearing next month. Prosecutors say they, along with FBI agents, are trying to sort through more than 2,800 sexually explicit videos and 25,000 similar such pictures found on phones and cameras belonging to the former Philly cop. And they've identified some of the women seen in those videos. Some they say are unconscious. One allegedly says she can't move. Officials believe some of the women may have been drugged. Sloan has been charged with sexual assault and related offenses, and last month an additional child pornography charge. His bail has bounced around from nearly $3 million to now just 10% of $25,000. Sloan denies any wrongdoing and has said all partners were consensual. He worked in the city for 1 year and previously worked for Temple University's police department. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.